This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's The Wally Show.
Many from the older generations are not slacking on negative opinions when it comes to how they perceive the younger generation of people on how they deal with relationships, work ethic, etc.
Well, because they're all knuckleheads. I said the oldest guy in the room.
Get off my lawn!
Exactly. Get off my lawn, Wally.
But recently in an article I found, the younger generation isn't too fond of the older either.
What? We're perfect!
No. And thinks some of the things they were taught are outdated and ridiculous.
Oh, I disagree with every bit of that. I don't even know what you're going to say, but I disagree with it all.
So here are a couple of things that they think should be taken out. Don't call unless it's an emergency. Texting is preferred.
Okay, now texting is something when you had to type all the numbers, you know, like three numbers on your
right.
phone to get to a letter was like a pain. And so, yeah, I totally get that. I never texted. Once iPhones came in, like texting became good and like I don't mind it for certain
yeah.
things. But what I don't like is when you have something that needs more than... you know, more intricate conversation and trying to type everything over five different texts when I could just call you and go, hey, I want to do this, this, and this. Are you cool with that? Yeah, absolutely. I'm cool with that, and we're good.
I feel like I'm sitting down with a senior citizen.
I know, but you'd rather text, and I'd much rather. Okay, here's the other reason.
Here we go.
No,
buckle up, buttercup.
Here's the other reason. Okay, so I was texting my daughter one day. And I knew something wasn't right, the way, just in the way she was texting. And I told her, I literally told her, I said, call me now. I need to hear your voice. Because you can tell things from people's voice that doesn't always translate in text. And I was so glad that I did because she was not in a good place that day. And we kind of talked through some stuff. So, yeah, call your kids, call your parents.
Oh, good grief. Okay.
It'll blow their minds. You want to shock them? Shock them that way.
Another one is not okay. It's not okay to use the excuse of being bad at technology. For instance, one of the women that added this to the list, she said that her dad refuses to learn how to use a computer, but still wants to buy things off Amazon. So he gets her to do it for him.
We have this new thing here at work called traction tools. It's like a system for everybody to be on the same page and know what everybody's doing, blah, blah, blah. Don't need it. Don't like it. Don't use it. So I had my yearly review yesterday, and on the area that needs improvement, our boss, Ron, put in there that I need to learn traction tools, and I'm just fighting it so much because I just don't like it.
Of course you are. Of course you are.
Well, I don't like it, and it's not very user-friendly, and it won't make me waffles.
Oh, my goodness. And then the last, the customer is always right. Now, the younger generation thinks you should be allowed to stand up for yourself if someone is being unreasonable.
Mm-hmm.
But the older generation says, no, 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 the customer is always right.
Good customer service is something that is will make your company better. And, yeah, sometimes customers are wrong and they're annoying, but if you treat them well regardless, it helps the bottom line. Now, I get, like, you don't need to put up with sexist or racist or things like that, but cranky people, cranky old people, you gotta deal with this.
Like,
all right?
Wally.
Exactly. You gotta deal with the Karens of this world, unfortunately, a little bit to help your company out. So, yeah, I still subscribe to a little bit of that. Unless you're complaining about this show, then you're 100% wrong.
I mean, it's crazy.
What?
We finish each other's
sandwiches.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. We're gonna play a little game with you here, and you have a chance to win a prize to finish each other's sandwiches. We're gonna sing to you, which is a treat in and of itself. We're gonna sing to you part of a song, and in this case, a Christmas song. We will stop, and then your job is to continue the carol, if you will, and finish those lines. And if you can do that, you can win a prize. It's just that easy. We'll try to cram as many of these in as we can in a short amount of time.
And I think, too, you think, well, these are all Christmas songs. It should be easy to do. Well, I think you'd be surprised because you think you know the lyrics, and then you realize all these years you've had it wrong.
Yeah, Parson Brown? Like, what was that? thought it was parts of clown. You know, in the in Winter Wonderland.
Parts of clown. Oh, yeah. That makes sense. No,
parts
not
of clown.
At all.
But it's not it. And especially too, because we picked parts like during the middles of songs, and so everyone knows the chorus to songs for the most part. But then there's the words in the middle that you start singing along. You're like, you know. So that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna play it right now with you, Betty, Gavin, and I each have some songs, and all you have to do is finish what we are singing. 855-33-WAY-FM. If you need to warm up while you call, we'll put you on hold. You can get your voice all situated. Exactly, because we want beautiful singing here. Actually, no. The worse, the better.
The worse, the better,
yeah,
for sure.
It's always more enjoyable on the air. So 855-33-WAY-FM. If you want to finish our sandwiches, we'll play with you right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. All right, Betty Rock, go.
All right, here we go. On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
Nice! Right. I actually would have missed that, honestly. Like, because I always get confused on the days. There's some lords and they're leaping somewhere in there.
I know. Maids of milking.
Yeah, that one was weird.
I was in
too.
That moment of panic because I was like, oh no, not this one.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you did it, girl. You're a winner today. Nicely done.
Woo-hoo!
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right, Sarah, you're up. It is time for a Christmas classic. Are you ready to sing along with us and finish our sandwiches?
I'm so excited to finish your sandwich.
All right, here we go. Now, a lot of people have done versions of this song, but the best one, of course, is by Stryper. It's Winter Wonderland. It goes, gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. I should have sang that right. Like Stryper. That's my fault. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird.
You want me to finish it?
Yeah, please. Like Stryper.
All right. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland.
All right, let's check the tape and see if you are in fact correct. And I don't think I was that far off, honestly.
You were real far off. But
really?
Then again,
maybe
they were off, too.
Well, congratulations. You're a winner today, Sarah, on Finish
awesome.
Each Other's Sandwiches.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Gavin, what are you doing for us today?
All right, this is going to be Jingle Bell Rock, a total classic.
This is totally a Gavin song.
Okay, here we go. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell chimes in jingle bell time.
Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square in the frosty air.
All right, let's check the tape and see if she's right.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square in the frosty air.
There you go. You nailed that. Nicely done. And you sang it beautifully, too, I might add, Colleen.
Thanks.
Okay, hang on, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, you too.
All right, Kimber, you're the last person here on Finish Each Other's Sandwiches. So far, no one has missed one. Surprisingly so, because I thought, you know Christmas songs, but do you really know them? So here we go. You have to finish my sandwich.
Everybody knows some turkey and some mistletoe will help to make the season bright.
It sounds just like Nat King Cole, doesn't it?
I don't know.
Go for it, Kimber.
Tiny tots with the rise of a dog will find it hard to sleep tonight.
I'm sorry, was that an angel singing just now? I just heard an angel singing. And you are absolutely right, Kimber. Nicely done. Word for word, you nailed that. And you've blessed us all with a song as well.
Thank you.
So you are a winner today. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
There's an app for that.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. There are so many apps that you might miss some of the best ones. And when we come across them, we like to share them with you. And so, Lady Rock, you have an app that we just need to hear about. What is it?
It's called Fixed, and that's F-I-X-D. Okay. So without the E, but Fixed.
Okay.
So what it comes in handy for is you have that icon that comes up on your car dash, and you're like, what does it mean? It's going to cost me a lot of money, and I don't know what to do.
Okay.
Well, if you, and keep in mind, this is not a free app, but it is running at 30% off right now. But it comes with a device that you plug into your car, and that device is plugged into your phone, and it tells you what's wrong with your car, and then some ways that you might could fix it yourself.
That's really good, because, like, cars now are all computer-controlled. Right. And they have codes. When you get a light on your dashboard, that is associated with a code. And so this machine, this device, and this app basically tell you what that code is and means. That's ingenious.
And it could save you a lot of money instead of going to a mechanic and getting gypped. We don't know.
I had a situation where my wife called me. She was in Florida, and she called me, and she goes, my car just stopped, and I was able to get off the side of the road, and then it started again, so I'm okay, but the battery light came on. And I'm like, okay, I'm thinking of all the things it could be and what to do to fix it when I get down there. And so I get down there, and she's like, yeah, it was the battery light, and it was the light over here in this top corner. I'm like, that's not even the battery light, lady. Like, that's a completely different light. And so it's a completely different set of problems.
But see, if she had this app, she could plug it in and it would say, ma'am, that is not your battery.
It was your O2 sensor, woman. And then we could have gone and fixed that part, you know? So there you go. That's a great app. I need to look into that, especially if your car starts to get a little older.
Right.
And you want to keep it, and, you know, instead of having a new car payment,
right,
this is a great way to do that. So what's it called again?
Fixed. F-I-X-D.
There you go.
So Fixed without the E.
Henry Ford once wisely said, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. And I love that concept because it really does go to your perspective. If you think you can do something, you can do it. But if you don't believe you can, you're going to fail. And that was the case for this mom who finished her college degree 30 years after she started.
Wow.
There was a time where she was like, I can't finish it in. I can't fit it in with life. And she took a break, a pause. But then she decided, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to finish my degree. She did it, and she wants to become a teacher now, you know, even all these years later, which I think is so great. She thought that she could, and she did. That's what's important.
And I think a lot of moms out there don't make themselves a priority. They want to put their kids first, which is great. That's understandable. But what about making 2021 your year where you make yourself a priority and go get that education that you've always wanted at Colorado Christian University, where you can get faith-based learning? I went to CCU myself and got everything I needed straight online. Got a degree in healthcare administration and psychology. And I'm so glad now, looking back, that I did it.
And she's a better believer.
Wait, what?
No, I can't say it with a straight face.
Just go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And you can email your back-to-school question for Wally and Betty Rock to answer at wallyccu@gmail.com.
So, you guys, hear anything good on the radio lately?
Here's some of the good stuff going on in the world today on The Wally Show.
So, you've heard of Black Friday and Cyber Monday, obviously, but this was the first year that I had heard of Travel Tuesday. Gavin and Betty, were you aware of Travel Tuesday?
No, I had heard of Giving Tuesday.
Yeah, that's it.
But not Travel Tuesday.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Apparently, there were all kind of deals on all kinds of travel on Tuesday. But it seems like the travel people are cutting in on the giving people, you know? Get your own day, travel people.
Yeah, it'd be Travel Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, the whole idea of Giving Tuesday is, you know, to give back to nonprofits. And it's important. A lot of these nonprofits rely on this time of year for a huge boost. And I know it helps us as well at WayFM because we are listener supported. And so people like you supporting this ministry makes a huge difference. So if you gave during Giving Tuesday, thank you so, so much. Much.
And you didn't buy travel tickets instead.
Yeah, exactly. And if you bought travel tickets, feel guilty now. No. But no, it was just interesting that they are doing this. But here's the good news. Giving Tuesday actually recorded a record high of giving.
Really?
Yeah, I was surprised about this. They say that Giving Tuesday rose like to $2.7 billion this year.
Holy
moly. So, yeah, that's just in the U.S.
I feel like this was a trend that was happening last year, too, and they were kind of shocked by it because of COVID and people losing their jobs and stuff. They actually saw more giving happening.
And the thing is when you give, there's something that happens inside of you that makes your life feel a little different, a little better, and maybe because of all of the bad and all the negativity, people are looking for any way they can to feel better, and giving is one of those things. And so, yeah, $2.7 billion. Little history about Giving Tuesday. Do you guys know when this started? Like, how many years ago?
No.
2012.
Not that long ago.
No, so 11 years ago, something like that.
I thought you meant it happened 2012 years ago is when it started.
There it is. We're on, what are we on, Wake Up Thursday for Gavin. So generosity and kindness are contagious. So my hope is that you see this rise in giving as maybe a possible sign of the future for 2022, like people feeling optimistic, feeling generous, and that maybe we'll have a better year coming up this next year with the way we kind of treat each other and the things that we tend to value. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And recently I was on a flight home and they made an announcement. They said, hey, just so you guys know, we are bringing home a fallen soldier and we want to have a moment of silence. And I thought that was really cool. Like, so everybody kind of paused, except for this one lady on her phone. Like, come on, lady. Mm. Like, everyone else gets dead silence. And she's like, yeah, I think they're doing some moment of silence. I'm like, you're even commenting about it. What is wrong with you? Have some respect, man. And but as we pulled in the plane, pulled up to the gate, they had done a water cannon salute where they have the fire department out and they shoot water up in the air over the plane.
That's awesome.
It was just a really cool thing. And there was another soldier on the plane who his job was to escort the fallen soldier home, and so he stands up to get off the plane, and I wanted to clap, and I'm like, oh, wait, is that weird? Like, like this is a moment that's heavy, and then you're like, all right. It's kind of like when Facebook used to just have the thumb up or thumb down, and like you're like, oh, my aunt died. Thumb up, you know, because you want to show support.
Right.
But it felt weird to clap in that moment, so I didn't. And the guy next to me, who was a former Navy guy, started clapping. And then everybody just, like, the whole plane, like, clapping. Such a great moment. I'm glad he did. I felt weird, but I'm like, hey, man, if you're a soldier, you know what's right, what's wrong.
Right.
And so, but it turned into this really cool moment. And so much so that, like, when I got off the plane, I'd posted about it, too. I stopped, and everyone was, like, taking pictures and stuff. And it wasn't like, it didn't feel like the normal, let's just gawk, but it really did feel like, man, this is a cool thing that I'm glad we do this. I'm glad we're honoring these soldiers in this way. And people were quiet as they were like taking photos, and you see people with their heads bowed and kind of paying respects. It was cool. It was really cool. So anyway, that got me choked up because it was that good of a moment, you know?
Right, but it makes you wonder if other things like, other moments like that have happened.
Yeah, because that's the thing, man. We've lost a sense of patriotism, and I think that there is a sense of, like, politicizing patriotism, and it's almost become a negative, you know, and that's so far from what it's supposed to be. It's okay to love this country. It's a good thing to love this country and be thankful for it and be thankful for the men and women that protect it, you know. And so I'm curious, though. Have you ever been a part of, like, a cool patriotic moment? Maybe we're there when a soldier homecoming happened, or for, like, mine, you know, this bringing this fallen soldier home, or just somewhere out and about, and it was just this great reminder of, man, this is how we need to respect our troops. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. It's 855-33-WAY-FM. What was your patriotic moment that you kind of all of a sudden found yourself a part of? Has anything like that ever happened to you?
Yes. About 2 weeks ago, my church hosted the Vietnam Traveling Memorial Wall.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. And I was blessed enough to be able to volunteer for it. And I met so many soldiers who had fallen friends and family members. And sorry, I'm getting a little emotional just talking about it. But as I'm actually enlisted in the Marine Corps right now, and being able to talk to vets about their experiences in Vietnam and hear them laugh, cry, have all these different emotions. It was just such a patriotic moment for me, and it was just life-changing, honestly.
Now, you said you're in the Marines. What is your rank or your position?
I'm part of the Marine Corps band.
Oh, no way, really? That's kind of cool.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
What instrument do you play?
I play flute.
Oh, a flautist. Well, thank you for your service and your flautist.
Flautistness.
Appreciate it.
So, Laura, have you ever been part of, like, a patriotic moment?
Wally, we have a group called Honor Flight. And what they do is they raise money all year round to take veterans to Washington to see the memorials that they've never seen. And when they come home, there's a welcome reception with bagpipes and flags and Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts, and it's incredible at the airport. They start with the older vets first, and now they're down to taking Vietnam vets, and they never got that welcome.
That's true.
And to see that emotion in them is, talking about tearing up, I'm going to choke up now.
You got
it's
me
incredible.
Too. Yeah, but see, that's good. That's like, that's the thing that we're missing in this country is reverence for our servicemen and women. And that's why I'm glad we're having this conversation. Just a good reminder, man. We need to respect the flag. We need to respect the men and women that serve this country.
Amen, Wally.
Christmas music, I love it personally, and I love that we're playing it, and it kind of just ushers in the holiday for a lot of people. But I do have to be mindful, and I am reminded that for some people, it isn't. It causes them more stress because it is something that either brings back some painful memories, the tough times of the holiday, or the fact that they ain't ready for Christmas, yet.
So. Right, and sometimes, like you were saying, the holidays are meant to be a happy time, but sadly, life, we live in a broken world, and sometimes that's just not possible, and the holidays can bring back some really bad negative memories.
Oh, yeah, and so here's the thing, though. You might ask yourself, well, why do you guys play so much Christmas music? Why are you doing it 24/7 and stuff? And I personally like that we do that. But the thing is, a lot of people during this time of year that don't listen to Christian radio do seek out Christmas music. And mm-hmm. so they're going to find it somewhere. A lot of the mix stations in town or whatever will do that. And so what we do and why we do this, and it's kind of an outreach. So people come here, they find Christmas music, like, oh, this is good. This feels good. I'm enjoying this. And then they're getting Christmas songs, the fun stuff by Michael Bublé or whatever, but then they also get For King and Country, and they also get Lauren Daigle and some of these great artists that we play that have Christmas songs out, and they listen to them, and you get our shows, and you get Jesus as part of this, And so I know, some people are upset you're playing 24/7 Christmas music, but there's a reason, and the reason is outreach still, because what happens is people that statistically find a Christmas station during the holidays will stay through it for a few months after, and some, it becomes their new favorite station. So I get it if you're one of those people that's like, why are you doing this? There's a little bit of the behind-the-scenes look at the reason or the method to the madness of Christmas music. And I get it. If it's something that brings up pain for you, you might want to just limit your time. Like, come in, check in, check out, and that's not a problem at all. But there's a bigger picture happening, too, of wanting to get as many people exposed to Jesus as possible using Christmas music. When my daughter was young, she loved putting money in her piggy bank. Hey, it's Wally. And as a kid, there's nothing better than shaking that pig and watching money fall out. Did you know that as an adult, you could be holding the biggest piggy bank of your life, your house? Home values are up so much that you can get more out of your home, even if you love it and don't want to sell. Refinancing can lower your monthly house payment, saving you money, or you can do a cash out refinance, which in essence is using your house like a piggy bank and shaking some of the equity out that you have built up. And United Faith Mortgage can help. They are a family of faith-based mortgage experts, and I love founder Ryan's passion for what he does.
Now's the time. Strike while the iron's hot, if you will. Please, I don't like to put pressure on anybody, but I just want to see as many people take advantage of these times as they can.
So if you need some extra coin, see how much money you can shake out of your house now. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
What you got, Gavin?
So there's a man named Gannon and his fiance, Christine. They were supposed to have this big wedding and a reception this year,
But there's a pandemic, so they ended up, you know, canceling that and then doing a small backyard wedding. But they ended up rescheduling a big reception for later in this September. That got canceled because Christine got COVID.
Oh wow.
So that's a bummer. That's the second time. And then fast forward to November when they were able to reschedule, again, reschedule the reception for a third time. And then Gannon, the guy, got in the hospital for having food poisoning.
Oh, really?
So that would have to be your third cancellation. But Christine was not having it. They ended up having the reception without him, in essence. They had a fill-in, and that fill-in was an iPad attached to a clothing steamer that they put a suit jacket on, and they put him on a video on this call. So he was able to be kind of dragged around in the reception.
Wait, so they had, like, he didn't do this when she was sick with COVID? Ooh. Like, come on, man.
Yeah,
like,
but come on. It typically is the bride's day.
Yes. Oh, no.
It's not really the groom's.
It is the couple's day. Like, I don't understand where this became the bride's day. Let's talk about equal rights for a moment.
Wait a minute. Let's also talk about that there are many things that your wife wants you to go to, she drags you to, and on... I mean, in a split second, you would say, yes, take the iPad version of me. You would not want to go.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Having an iPad version of you would be nice.
That would be great, actually.
Yeah. Yes, that is true. But for this, he wanted to share this moment, like, with her. Like, so, like, when she got sick, he didn't have the reception without her.
Well,
like,
you can't have a wedding without the bride.
You just can't.
People are there to see the dress, mm-hmm. her makeup, how she does everything.
I don't know that they should have gotten married at this point. Because everything in the world. And the universe is trying to keep them apart.
That is
and,
true.
And maybe there's something to that.
There might be. So, maybe take it as a sign.
So then they end up going through with the ceremony and everything with him there on the iPad.
Yeah, so you have him on the iPad. You see, because it's funny, they put a few videos out. You see him and her dancing. She's literally dancing with this thing. Kind of creepy. And then they had it stand behind her as she cut the cake.
Oh,
and so
my goodness.
They did almost
she's
everything.
Shoving cake onto the iPad's face. Like, okay, that's
don't mess
cute.
Up the iPad.
Yeah, that's cute. Well, okay. Well, good luck to those two. I have a feeling he is going to spend a life of just doing whatever she wants to do.
Yeah. And you know what? He's set up for success because he already has an iPad version of him.
That's true. Just send it in your place, man. That'd be awesome. I might get one. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And from time to time, we like to help you out to find out if you are weird or not. It's called Am I Weird Because? And we share our own stories as well. But we will sit in judgment of you. But we're going to help you determine if the things that you do or the little idiosyncrasies that are you are common or not. Because sometimes you think you're the only one in the world that does this.
And that can make you feel odd. But when you find out maybe I'm not the only one, maybe there are others out there that are just as odd as I am, it makes you not feel so alone.
Or if you find out, hey, I am the only one, you can get help, you know? And so that's why we do this, all right? So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be part of the show. We love having you on. And like I said, we will start with something from ourselves. Am I weird because I do not like the look of dental floss in, like, a trash can anywhere? Like, it's repulsive to me if someone just throws their dental floss in a trash can.
A string.
Yeah, in essence, a mouth string. You're right.
But it's been
between your teeth pulling out things.
Yeah.
And it is just disgusting to me.
Theoretically, it would have something or multiple things attached to
it. So, like, for example, if I'm at a hotel, I have respect for the people that are going to clean that room. So if I floss my teeth.
You floss your teeth?
Not all the time, just when I need to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait.
Bigger
that,
story. That's gross.
Yeah, that's
it's Gavin
rude.
Weird because he never flosses.
Oh, I thought it was rude that he would say, you floss?
Yeah, I know.
You smell.
It's okay. But so if I floss my teeth, I will actually take some toilet paper and I will take the string and put it in there and wad it up into a ball. And then I place that in the trash can because I don't want someone else to have to look at that
that's
dental floss.
That's so wasteful.
That's okay. It's good.
That wasn't the toilet paper's life. That he was meant for. Or the tree didn't say, hey, I want to be cut down to be used as toilet paper, to only not be used as toilet paper, but wrap up a string that could have been thrown out on its own.
Okay, now since you're going this direction, if I'm toilet paper, I'm thankful for this job.
Touche. My good sir, touche.
All right, so that is mine. Am I weird because? Now, you don't have to sit in judgment of that. I don't think it's weird. Betty thinks it's weird. That's okay. But we want to hear yours right now. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. You tell us what you think makes you weird, and we will let you know if you are alone in that or not. So what do you got?
Okay, so I cannot stand the sound of paper ripping. So unfortunately, during Christmas time, like when presents are being opened, like it physically makes me ill. I get the goosebumps and my stomach starts to hurt. Like just the sound of any paper ripping physically makes me ill. And it's just the weirdest quirk that I have.
It's almost like an equivalent to us with nails on a chalkboard. Yeah. Like that would make me sick. Yeah. Even thinking about it gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Do you think it comes from like waste? Like you think that the paper is being wasted, so you're so environmental that it makes you sick that we're killing the environment?
I don't think so. It's honestly like just the sound alone. Like I said, I get goosebumps and it's just, ugh.
Does it make your stomach sick? Like you actually want to expel?
Yes. I get very like nauseous.
Really?
Honestly.
That is crazy. I can't believe that. I am so sorry. Could you hear that?
I can.
Sorry. I just had to throw something like away real quick, and it had my bank number on it, so I want to make sure I got it ripped up really good.
Thank you. Yeah, my face is just all squished. And
you're terrible, Wally.
I love it. Hey, Merry Christmas, Isabella, and yeah, you're weird.
Yeah, thanks. Merry Christmas.
Aaron, thank you for joining us today. We want to help you find out if you are weird or not. That's why we do Am I Weird? Because you share with us one of your idiosyncrasies or things that make you different, and we'll let you know if you're the only one in the world that does that or not.
Okay, I have a real problem with bags.
Okay.
Like potato chip bags or like scooping sugar out of a sugar bag or like a Pringles can. I don't like to dish the things out of the containers. I'd rather pour them in a bowl.
Has this been a thing you've done all your life?
I don't think it really started bothering me until I was an adult that I realized it.
It's interesting that you use the word bothering. Like, that means it's more than it's a little annoyance. And when it bothers you. Now, I get this with Pringles cans because only children can get their hands into Pringles cans. And, like they've made it so small. And then when you try to tip them out, like, all the crumbs come out in
they
your
all
hand,
come.
Too. So that's a bad design. So I would get that one. But a regular chip bag, I've sometimes worked my head into that, you know?
It causes me, like, a bit of anxiety, almost. And then again, like, if you're sharing the bag, like, everybody's hands go in it. Like, at a party or something, when there's a bag of chips, you know what I mean?
You just got Betty on your side. A minute ago, she's like, this girl's weird. She was giving me that look.
But now I understand, because as someone who is aware of the germs around her, unlike some others in this room.
Totally oblivious to them.
I respect your decision to pour things out of bags.
And I think you now are both weird. So there you go. I have proclaimed it, so it is fact. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And we do this thing where I add things to songs. It's what's this song need? You know, like I'll listen to a song and go, you know, it needs a little more tuba. I did that with Toby Mac one time.
Right, because obviously Toby Mac, he doesn't know what he's doing.
Not a clue.
He should ask a professional like what the song needs.
I may, like, if the studio was a kitchen, I would be a master chef, just mixing up the gumbo there. And so, one time, Zach Williams, you know, he's a little country, and I added a hog calling to his song. It all made sense, and it worked.
Which really brought a tear to my eye.
It was beautiful. Like, it was like being at home for you, you know? So, today, I am doing a Christmas one, but I'm doing something different. I'm not adding to the song. I'm actually trying to take away from the song.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's a bold move.
I know. See, it's the song, The 12 Days of Christmas. I mean, we all know the song.
On the first day of Christmas, my
my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree.
I believe this song clocks in somewhere around 2 hours. Like, it just feels like it takes forever
to
get there.
And they repeat themselves.
Yeah, and I get it. Like, the first 8 billion times you've heard it, it's cute. But then at the end, you're like, you gotta stop. Please just stop, like, counting things, you know? And so what I did with this one was I sped it up and I condensed the time versus adding to the time.
Okay.
So I think this is the version of the 12 Days of Christmas we should play from here on out on Way FM.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love.
This is old school. End it.
12 hours to me.
Finish. And you're welcome. That's the way that song should be done. This is such a great time of year where we get to start thinking about Thanksgiving and spending time with family and then Christmas right around the corner. And it's never too early to start thinking about ways that you can actually do something to help somebody in need. That's why I love that we've partnered with Food for the Hungry and the Chicken of the Month Club. Now, this is a subscription-based option, kind of like you do like Socks of the Month and things like that. This is where you can send 2 chickens to a family in need for only $28 a month. And you might be thinking, why chickens? I don't even know the first thing to do. If someone gave me a chicken, I'd be like, what do I do with this? But these people in these developing countries, they know how to maximize that resource.
Yeah, and one other good thing about having chickens is that they lay eggs. I mean, I'm pretty sure, not that I know much about chickens, but that they lay eggs every day, I believe.
A lot of eggs, yes.
So,
don't quote her on that.
That's helpful.
And that's how families can earn extra income, by selling eggs. Plus, the nutrition for families that deal with food insecurity. Don't tell the chickens about that, but it's a great source of protein, and they can also sell the chicks to other families as well. And so there's another income opportunity as a side hustle for them as well.
Another great thing about chickens is that they multiply pretty fast. So when they're selling those baby chicks, the families can get the income that they need that can help them reach their goal even quicker.
And another thing I love about this, it's not a handout, it's a hand up. And if that kind of resonates with you, it's a great thing to do this holiday season. You can help provide 2 chickens every month to a family for just $28 a month. You can check it out at fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show, or text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979. We'll send you a link.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Sometimes the best thing that can come from a bad vacation are the stories you can tell.
Absolutely.
We used to work with a guy, and he had so many had so many bad experiences, but he had great stories.
He could write a book, and it was all on flights and airplanes. If it could go wrong on an airplane, it happened to this
guy. It happened to him. And that's exactly what happened when Jimmy Fallon, he read the, quote, travel fail tweets his viewers decided to send in.
We had some turbulence, and a ventriloquist dummy fell out of the overhead compartment and started rolling down the cabin. People thought it was a child in a suit and bow tie and started screaming. My first time flying, I met the pilot as I was boarding. I told him I was scared. He made an announcement. We have a new flyer on board today. Don't worry. It's my first time, too. For several miles of a road trip, my friends and I were behind a minivan that had a TV in it playing Fast and the Furious. We got so into watching it that I accidentally rear-ended them. We were first in line for a flight out of Vegas when these older guys with Hawaiian shirts were allowed to cut in front of us. My friend leaned over and said, "Who do you think they are? The Beach Boys?" And that's how I met the real Beach Boys. Traveling with my parents, mom was driving. She yelled out, "This guy must be going at least 100. Dad said, "Who?" Mom said, "The guy I'm passing."
That is awesome. I love that stuff. Are you guys traveling for the holidays at all, Rock?
I'm not.
You're staying here, Gavin.
I am driving like 20 hours.
It's
gonna be fun.
All right. Well, I hope you'll have some travel tweets. I hope your vacation is horrible so that it will.
No,
don't look horrified. This is for the show so that when you come back, you'll have great stories for the show.
Makes sense.
Stop being selfish, Gavin.
Jeez, Gavin.
So the pandemic is still a thing.
A few months ago, the thought of an infectious disease, even hypothetical, would have sent me careening towards Bummerville.
But we'll get through this together. It's the Wally Show.
So the other day, I went to Chick-fil-A, and recently in the past where we live, some Chick-fil-A's have been closed to dining, and then they're back open. It all goes up and down, mm-hmm. and so I was excited that they were back open for dining, because I wanted my waffle fries hot. That's the only way to eat Chick-fil-A waffle fries was when they're really, really
Amen.
Hot.
Amen.
And so I go, and I sit down at a table kind of in the sun there, and just enjoying my day. And then this family of, like, 10 people comes in, and apparently they have no idea that COVID was ever a thing.
Ah.
And so I'm sitting here on a bench seat, like, and my family's with me here, and then there's just a solid bench and more tables and chairs, and they literally sit right next to us. Like, I don't like that when the world was healthy. Like, I would never sit next to people. I always right. like to give that personal space.
Yeah.
But boom, I'm like, oh, so we're doing this now. Okay, so this is a thing.
Did you move?
No, I didn't want to be rude. But
you were mad the whole
time. Yeah, it ruined my Chick-fil-A. but yeah, I didn't want to be rude. Right. And so I just kind of sat there and kind of edged my body to the left a little bit so that they were getting my side.
Oh, to show them.
Shunning. You're shunned. But yeah, I was like, okay. And so a couple things in this. So one, they're not even thinking about the pandemic anymore. And so maybe that's good for them. Like, hey, everything's back to normal. Yeah. It isn't fully, you know, but I'm not fearful of the disease, you know, like that. Like, I didn't think, oh, they're sitting here, I'm gonna get COVID. They've all got COVID, I bet. But it was weird because we've had personal space for so long that all of a sudden they just decided, oh, I'm done with that. And then it was like, oh, I have to be done with that too.
Right, and you got used to having your space.
Yes!
And COVID gave you the excuse that you needed
yes!
to have that space. So now that people are getting more comfortable, yes! getting more into the routine, you don't have that anymore.
Like, if you go to Europe, it drives me crazy because Europe in restaurants they'll have like family style, basically it's just a long bench and just everyone sits down. No, I don't want to be part of that.
Yeah.
I don't. I want to do my own thing.
I don't want to be a part of your family.
I don't. I want to just do my own thing. So for me, COVID has been awesome for personal distance.
Yes.
Like, I don't have to be in close proximity of people when I eat. It's like I get my own little private area and I love it.
Yes.
And I'm going to miss that when it gets, because obviously this family's like, we're done with that.
Right.
We're just going to hang out together.
Right.
Hey, what's your phone number? What's your Instagram handle? I want to be your best friend. Maybe join your family. And so that's a weird world we're going to have to go back into. So I am curious for you, is there something from COVID that when we get past this whole thing, you're like, oh, that was a good thing. I'm going to miss that. I am going to miss personal space at restaurants. Mm-hmm. I'm going to miss it a lot. And so what's yours? 855-33-WAY-FM. Would love to have your thoughts on this. 855-33-WAY-FM. Is there something good from COVID that you got that you're like, I actually will miss that when we get back to life as normal?
Yeah, so I actually was pregnant during the pandemic, and I unfortunately had to give birth alone. But the beautiful thing was nobody was allowed to come visit. And it sounds terrible now that I'm saying it out loud, but it gave me time to, like, bond with my son. It gave me, like, peace and quiet and able to, like, build the boundaries of that parents need to build without, like, in-laws and grandmas, like, involving themselves in every single choice. I just want to be left alone with my kids. Like, I don't want to hear he has hiccups and you need to scream in his face. Like, I don't want to.
Maybe they could just make that up in the hospital if you tell them, you check a box on a form that's like, I don't want family around. Mm-hmm. And then they just make up a medical reason to keep them out for you. Like, that would be great.
That would be pretty awesome, especially for new moms that don't want to have people barging in the rooms when they just had a baby. Like, it's not a walk in the park, but sure, come on, let's take pictures.
So, Courtney, is that the case for you?
Yes. I have one thing that I have actually loved.
What's that?
Curbside pickup, because I have two young kids and not having to get out of the car and get everybody inside has been super nice.
Absolutely. I remember when I would take a video back in the days of like Blockbuster to drop it off. And my wife insisted when my daughter was young that I would get my daughter out of the car to drop the video in the slot.
What?
Yeah. She did not want the child left in the car seat by herself without me in the car.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so, yeah, like curbside pickup, like if you've got kids and you don't have to get out and wrangle them because it's a pain to take them inside just to pick up your meal. I think it's a great idea, Courtney, that I actually hope companies will keep around as well. But I'm curious if they will.
Also, what's great about it is your eye doesn't get caught up with buying something that you really didn't need to begin with. And I know that I am the perfect candidate for that when it comes to Target. So if I can have someone bring out what I said I need and that's it, it's very helpful.
I think life is better when people serve you, is what you're getting at.
You know what? That is exactly where I was going. I'm glad you picked up on that.
Debbie, what's yours?
Being able to work from home.
Yeah, because before the pandemic, did you even have that option?
Not really, but I've been working there for almost 30 years, and I've always thought, oh, it would be awful. I would never want to work from home. There's way too many distractions. And I've been doing it for over a year and a half now, and I'm like, I don't want to go back to the office.
Are you being asked to go back into the office or no?
We all feel like it's coming eventually. It just they haven't mentioned it yet. So we're all waiting.
Well, all you got to do is just mention that, hey, since we've started doing this, I don't wear pants anymore. And so, like, that's going to be a problem if you bring me back into the office.
Let us know how that conversation goes, okay?
Yeah, right.
All right, Christy, you're up. What is that thing that you would hold over from the pandemic that you think would be a good thing?
I'm going to miss the mask the most.
The masks the most. Now, that's fascinating because I don't think very many people would say that. So why?
I work at an elementary school and I have a big personality. So I love to see whenever the kids' faces light up and they see that I have a different mask on each day.
So you've taken the mask and turned what was seen as a negative and turned it into a positive as a way of like expressing yourself or like bringing some joy through something that is negative to other people.
Yes.
Well, I guess even if people are saying that you don't have to wear a mask, you could make them into a headband, perhaps.
There you go.
Or socks.
There you go, and you could express yourself that way.
That's very true.
I'm going to make all my masks into swimsuits.
Oh. Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.